Britain's Queen Elizabeth has arrived in Ireland on a historic state visit amid huge security operation. Early Tuesday morning, the Irish Army blew up a makeshift bomb in a stark reminder that a small minority remain violently opposed to continued British rule in Northern Ireland. The Queen's visit is designed to show how warm neighbourly relations have replaced centuries of animosity. Peace in Northern Ireland after decades of conflict has paved the way for the monarch's four-day stay. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Belfast-based expert in Irish politics, Robin Wilson, about the visit.
Looking at the situation in Ireland and in Northern Ireland, would it be fair to say that the peace process has paved the way for this visit?
Well, in some ways, ironically, what's remarkable about this visit is not that it has finally taken place, and it's the first visit by a British monarch since the foundation of the Irish state in 1922. What's remarkable is that it's taken so long, because relationships between Ireland, that's to say the state and the Republic of Ireland, and Britain, have really been quite normal for quite a long time. It's now 25 and more years since the Anglo-Irish Agreement between London and Dublin, which was mainly about Northern Ireland, a space that was contested in which both of them had an interest, but which really also reflected their long-time convergence of interests, particularly since they both joined the European Union in 1973. Obviously, what has been a factor militating against any such normalization of relationships. And these, it was very abnormal by European standards that the British Queen couldn't visit Ireland. But what's obviously been a significant factor in that has been the gradual and unsteady progress of peace in Northern Ireland. Ironically, again, this is not actually a good time in terms of Northern Ireland and in terms of peace. And there is a huge security operation taking place in Dublin today, with the streets being absolutely cleared of anyone who might possibly get anywhere near the Queen. Because, of course, the threat in Northern Ireland from those who have split off from the IRA since its ceasefires is now very serious and has been rising in recent times, as evidenced by the killing of a Catholic policeman here in recent weeks. And there was a bomb threat in London just yesterday. So the situation in Northern Ireland is by no means normal. It's a very different story in terms of the relationship between Britain and Ireland, which is now just like the relationship between any other European states.
You mentioned there the killing of that policeman. There has been in recent weeks this heightened sense of some dissident groups saying, you know, if you join the police service of Northern Ireland, you are not safe. And people who align themselves to anything remotely British, they're not safe.
No, indeed. And one of the ironies, again, about this episode today with the Queen's visit is that it's being painted as an indication of the success of the peace process. But actually, it doesn't really make sense when you look at it closely. What the peace process was meant to be about was about getting Catholic and Protestant politicians in Northern Ireland to share power at Stormont in Belfast. And they did so after the Belfast Agreement of 1998, between 1999 and 2002, when the level of polarisation in the community brought that experiment to an end. Britain then took over again and governed Northern Ireland directly until 2007, when devolution to Belfast was restored, and that's been there since. But actually, the bad news is that the level of violence in Northern Ireland increased in the first period of devolution and has increased during the second period of devolution, whereas it actually fell off during the period of direct rule from London. And the reason for that is that the fundamental flaw in the peace process has been that it has institutionalized sectarian division in a manner somewhat akin to Bosnia, and as a result has been associated with very serious polarization on the ground. I was just talking yesterday to a young man who's Catholic, as it happens, but that's irrelevant, but he works with school children in cross-community projects. And he was just saying to me yesterday just how dispiriting he had found it recently, talking to a number of school children in Derry who were very, very sectarian, quite bitterly so.
Looking at the relationship between Britain and Ireland, it does seem that successive governments, looking at David Cameron, but also going back to Tony Blair, it does seem that Britain and Ireland do have a warm relationship.
No, they do, and that's not the problem. Many years ago, a brilliant academic who worked both in Belfast and in Dublin, who wrote a magisterial book on Northern Ireland called John White, he said, look, there are lots of views of the problem of Northern Ireland which either blame the government in Dublin or blame the government in London for what has happened. Actually, if you remove both of those from the equation, he said, you would still have deep sectarian division in Northern Ireland. And in many ways, that book was written 20 years ago. In many ways, that's proved very prescient. Both London and Dublin have in many ways removed themselves from direct involvement in Northern Ireland. Both of them, frankly, are quite keen to wash their hands of it, even though nominally Dublin still remains committed to unification at the moment. It's got far more pressing problems with the collapse of the Irish economy. And in practice, Northern Ireland has been left to fend for itself, stuck in a very deep sectarian mire.
Looking at the visit, there are people who, you know, will protest they don't want the Queen to come. But on a positive note, there are people that maybe see this as really for Ireland a positive thing, to show Ireland off to its best, having seen such a devastating economic crisis.
Well, certainly for a lot of people, this is about normalisation. A lot of people in the Republic do resent the way in which a very obsolete ideology associated with not just with republicanism, which in many ways is a very credible set of values that, for example, people in France would equally recognise. Not so much that, but the ideology of nationalism and violence. A lot of people in the Republic today find that quite alien, and they don't really understand why it should be relevant anymore. There are still, of course, a significant minority who take the opposite view, as reflected in the quite strong vote for Sinn Féin, the former political wing of the IRA, in the recent elections in the Republic. But most people in the Republic would certainly have very pragmatic attitudes to Britain and would want this to be a success. Having said that, Britain is really of no importance in the wider issue of how Ireland gets out of its economic problems. That's all about trying to build relationships with France and Germany, frankly, which have been severely damaged by Ireland's refusal to compromise on its beggar-my-neighbour approach to corporation tax.